Crash, Chapter 19. I don't really have a great-great-grandfather like I told Webb years ago. I don't even have a great-grandfather. But I really do have a grandfather, and his name really is Scooter. He used to be a cook in the U.S. Navy. "What are you doing here?" I said. He waved the spatula. "What's it look like, Swabby? Make an octopus stew." I stuck my finger down my throat and pretended to gag. "Ugh!" Then I rushed into him. "Hey, Swabby," he said, "you're squeezing too hard. I'm not one of your girlfriends." He looked around. "So where is everybody?" "Mom and Dad are working. I don't know where Abby is." I remembered the suitcase. "You're staying, right?" "If you haven't sold my old bed." "How long?" "Usually he stays a night or two." "Oh," he turned back to the stove, "maybe for good." "Yeah, don't I wish." I knew he was kidding, but I hugged him from behind anyway, just thinking about it. I squeezed his arms and turned him around. "Scooter, you should have seen me today. Our first game, I scored 6 TDs. 6! They said it's the record for a single game." His eyes popped. 6? Am I hearing right?" "Yeah, and they took me out in the third quarter. I was awesome." He gave a low-key smile. His eyes went back to normal size and got real soft. He patted me twice on the cheek. "You didn't have to score all those touchdowns for me to know that." The front door opened. I thought it was Abby, but it wasn't. It was my parents. I looked at the clock. It was only 20 minutes after 5. In the kitchen, they hugged Scooter and did the "ah" routine when he told them it was octopus stew. It's a family joke we do when Scooter visits and cooks for us. It's never really octopus, but that's the only thing we know for sure. He makes it up mostly from whatever he finds in the kitchen, so it's always different and always great. My father said, "Finally we'll get some good food around here." My mom punched him, but she laughed too. She hates to cook. But I was stuck on my dad's words, the way he said them. "We'll be getting?" "Scooter's just coming for a day or two, right?" I said. "Like usual." Silence. Stares bouncing around the kitchen. Slow growing grins. "Don't you listen, Swabby. I told you once. Maybe for good." I must have looked pretty funny because everybody took one peek at me and burst out laughing. I cheered. "All right!" Abby phoned and said she was out of friends and would be home soon. Scooter said, "Not soon enough. The eight-armed stew is ready. Everybody sit." My mother pinched her nose and pointed. "Not till you get that out of here." I ran my football bag upstairs. The eight-armed stew didn't look too good, but taste was something else. "This is scrumptious," my mother said with her mouth full. "What's in it?" "Chef's secret," said Scooter. "He never tells what's in it till we've eaten." I wasn't interested in what was in the stew. I looked at everyone. "So, Scooter's moving in? He's not going to leave, ever? Is that it?" My dad nodded. "That's it. If he can stand you two." My mom turned to Scooter. "I waited till we got here to tell you this, dear. Abby is now a vegetarian." Scooter winced and blessed himself. "He's not a Catholic, but he does it when he feels unsafe." "Since when?" he said, as if he were saying. "When did she die?" "Been going on several weeks now." "Does she count fish as meat?" "She counts anything that has a face." Scooter nodded slowly. "I guess that includes mice then." My mother stared at him. He was grinning and looking at her plate of stew. Her eyes bulged. She squawked. She jerked around to look into the kitchen. The trap was still there, a little glob of peanut butter as bait. Scooter chewed yummily on a forkful of stew. "I always like to make use of the local livestock." My mother wagged her fork at him. "I wouldn't have put it past you. I really would not." We all laughed. "Anyway," my mom said, "it would take more than eating a mouse to spoil this day for me." "How's that?" I said. She sipped her coffee. "Well, you know about the new mall that's coming, and you know my company is the real estate agent for it. But what you don't know, and what I didn't know until this afternoon, is that yours truly, the least senior member of the team, will be getting a piece of the action. I am going to handle 3 of the small stores." She smiled from ear to ear. I couldn't remember seeing her look so proud. We all clapped. She took a shy bow. "Does this mean we'll be rich?" I said. She gave a grinny little snort. "Only thing it means for sure is that I'll have more work." I kept staring at her. She looked away. The silence got longer. "I was awesome today," I said. My dad smacked the table. "I forgot your game. How'd it go? Who won? How'd you do?" Suddenly, I didn't feel like telling him. I chewed some stew. I shrugged. Scored 6 TDs. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my father's jaw drop. I looked at the ceiling. I had never noticed how pure white was the fluorescent light. A school record, said Scooter. My mother's voice came cracking and low. Crash, that's wonderful. I'm really proud. I took a deep breath. I wanted to leave. Abby came in. She screamed when she saw Scooter and ran to him. It was complicated hugging him because she carried a big white cardboard sign tacked onto a 3-foot stick. What's this? Said Scooter, drawing back and almost getting clobbered. Abby turned the sign around so we could all see. It was painted in big red letters. It said, "The mall must fall." She wore a button that said the same thing. My mother cleared her throat. What's this about? Abby marched around the dining room table. We're going to demonstrate against the new mall. We're not going to let them build it.